Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's right, you can take control of the airwaves. The number that you need is 202-380-3699. Again, 202-380-3699. That is the new phone number. If you had a previous number saved because you like to call Free Talk Live, or you dreamed that one day you would actually press the send button and call us, why, you're going to need to update that. 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord, Captain, Reverend, Doctor, Kick-Ass, whatever, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie or whatever.
Bonnie or whatever. Chris or whatever.
I guess. Or sure. Whatever. Why not?
All right. I keep seeing this thing pop up all over my, well, the social media and some other places for stuff I'm doing not related to this show. We'll call it work. About Juneteenth. Now, Juneteenth is, as I understand it, supposed to be marking the day that slavery was abolished. My opinion...
Wait, when was it abolished?
Exactly. My opinion is this is a false holiday, you know, and that's nothing against anybody who might celebrate, you know, the overt slavery that doesn't seem to exist any longer in the United States. But it seems to be the day that we all became slaves. Or at least everybody became more equal in their slavery. Because I looked up a bunch of definitions of, like, slavery and that kind of a thing because all this Juneteenth stuff is going on. And they all say something like, you're forced to work for somebody else. Well, that's kind of what everybody does. And what's that day they have every year where it's like, this is the day that you've had to work from the 1st of the January until now in order to, you know, pay your taxes?
I can't remember.
I always hear about it.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of what it's called.
You know, let's just say it seems to come around in, like, the spring or something. I think it's, you know, March or April. So if that's, like, one-third of the year or 25% of the year or something like that, then you're 25% a slave. Now, I don't think that slavery can be divided into percentages.
I mean, you know,
it's more than that.
You know, I think they're talking about, like, your income, too, taxes, like, not necessarily all the other taxes.
Right, not like your property tax, sales tax, but just income tax.
The reality is most of the year that you're working, it's just going to the government, all of it, basically.
And also just the time you have to spend doing things for free for them, like filling out, you know, things for them, taking driver's tests for them.
Yep.
From a humanitarian perspective, I am glad that people don't, you know, like farms and things like that, don't outright own other human beings and control 100% of their lives overtly, like, you know, where, like, society pretends that it's okay to do so. What I would really like is for Juneteenth to become a day where the rest of society recognizes that we have not abolished slavery, that we are all still slaves to the largest and most frequent committer of the most atrocious crimes in all of humanity, and that is the organization type known as government.
I have a story here. I don't have to start reading it, but it's saying that some lawmakers are considering celebrating, well, you know, marking Juneteenth by amending that clause in the 19th or the 13th Amendment that says that we can still have forced labor in prisons as a punishment. I mean, even that wouldn't completely eradicate slavery in America from the government, but that would be a step forward.
It is interesting, you know, that they have, you know, made that exclusion, right? But then at the same time, you know, we have like taxes and things like that. So if we're all still slaves, then we didn't really pass that, you know, for, you know, that constitutional, like, they're in violation by taxing effectively.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there's all sorts of examples of forced labor, even in the United States, as a form of punishment by the state.
Absolutely.
Juveniles frequently are sentenced to community service, which they don't get paid for, and they have to go and do it, or, you know, they face some sort of, you know, juvenile detention center or something like that, jail,
yeah,
essentially. They'll be kidnapped and caged, and, of course, if they resist that or their parents resist that, why, men in guns will show up and purport the authority to shoot them if they don't comply.
Yeah, I literally worked at a military restaurant for community service one time. I literally was, like, making pizzas and hamburgers for
really?
Community service. How is that
How is
serving
that community
the community
service?
I have no clue.
I had to wash emergency vehicles, fire trucks, ambulances, that kind of stuff.
As community service?
That was my community service, yeah.
I guess that makes more sense if it's a volunteer fire department or something.
I mean, like,
that.
Like wash by hand. I don't mean like they pulled the trucks out. Well, they did pull the trucks out into the, you know, the parking lot of the driveway of the fire station or whatever, but there was no pressure washer. It was buckets and wash by hand and, you know, that kind of thing. Wash, wax, you know, the whole nine yards, polish the rims and all that fun stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And some of the dudes were super nice about it. Some of the dudes were super pricks about it. So I guess you kind of get all types.
Yeah. I also was forced to go to anger management classes after I hurt a cop's feelings. That's forced labor.
That is the most messed up story.
Cop got butt hurt and you had to do time for it.
And pay money.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's this thing that's supposed to be like, you know, freedom of speech, you know, that we've got in the Constitution and just kind of right out the window.
And it was like, if this was a private sector person who was doing his job that incorrectly that I, like, freaked out at him, okay, maybe minus me freaking out, but he didn't receive any repercussions for doing his job wrong, and that's what angered me.
Yeah.
And in a private sector, you know, he would have.
Yeah, your speech should never be the aspect that's punished. It's only, you know, the crime of, you know, some sort of violent act that should be punished.
Yeah. It should be. There needs to be a harmed party or a harmed property.
Yep.
Not harmed feelings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and I always like to add, you know, harm in that there is some sort of violent act involved, right? Because people will otherwise take it and say, you know, well, there was a harmed party, you know, you hurt his feelings. And it's like, no, that's not what we mean when we say aggression. Like, that's not what I mean when I say aggression. When I'm thinking aggression,
yeah.
I'm thinking like some sort of physical violent act, you know, maybe it doesn't necessarily involve a punch or a gun or anything. Like, you know, maybe it would involve, like, chemical, like, poisoning. Like, that's still a physical act, right?
Yep.
That harms somebody. I get that. But feelings?
Well,
saying something mean?
We see this all the time, and I think at least the United States folks who grew up here and, you know, grew up watching TV and movies and things of that nature get their programming from watching these television things or these movies. And we see it all the time where, you know, somebody says something about somebody's mama. And they get all upset and haul off and punch him or whatever, and that's how the bar fight starts or whatever. We see that kind of thing. And, like, that's totally a stereotype, and that's not how if you're that sensitive to somebody else's words, there are way better choices you could make than starting a fight over it, you know, much less consider calling law enforcement or something along those lines. The fact that there are laws about all sorts of things regarding speech is disturbing enough, and it is amazing to me to this day that this show exists on the radio in the way that it does, and that, you know, it goes to show that you are only as free as the rights that you exercise. If you don't exercise the rights, then why even have them, you know?
Got to fight for your right to cuss out cops.
Which I can't do, of course, over the radio, thanks to the government.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not even free, really, to say anything you want here on the radio, either.
It's true. In fact, for those of you listening, if you think that you're free, then I challenge you to point out an area in your life which the government is not involved. Pick an area, any area. figure out whether or not the government's involved in it. If you think it's not, give us a call, 202-380-3699, 202-380-3699. More Free Talk Live is on the way. This is the Friday Night Edition.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The 'twas the night before the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, it starts tomorrow?
And all through the town.
No.
People are heading up this weekend.
It's Monday.
It really starts Monday, technically, but
yeah.
People are heading up.
There's people there now, actually.
There is. It's true. People are setting up, getting ready, you know, figuring out, oh, I forgot this, and having to, you know, either call somebody or run back or whatever, right? So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I have to say, I think some of these people are crazy, man. I mean, it's 2 weeks is already a long time to go up early.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoked for Forkfest, of course, which is, doesn't start Monday, it starts the following
Monday.
But, you know, to know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out is pretty cool. It's pretty good news for, you know, freedom in general, that there's enough people interested in attending, you know, this type of an event where a whole bunch of freedom-loving people get together and talk about, well, freedom stuff. And then Forkfest, you know, follows the week before it and occurs on the 4th of July weekend, which is great. I still find that an amazing accomplishment for Forkfest itself. We don't, of course, have no official numbers for Forkfest because nobody's in charge of Forkfest. And you can put on an event if you want to. There's some tools available. You can find all that at forkfest.party, of course. Including, I think there's a map where you can put yourself on the map if you are putting on an event.
It's forkfest.com to put yourself on the map and forkfest.party for info.
Right, for info and links to, like, the Telegram chat and the forum and that kind of a thing if you want to see who's doing what. Or get involved yourself, forkfest.party, if you want to, you know, time is running short if you're going to attend. There was a rumor that the campground was also sold out for Forkfest. That has proven not to be the case. There are still campsites available. There's also a hotel there. So if you're old or you just want air conditioning for part of the time that you're there, you could still rent a room. I believe there are still rooms available. But you'll have to contact Rogers Campground for all of that information. So if you've been slacking and you want to come, please contact Rogers Campground as soon as possible.
Yeah,
and come and party with us.
I would also say make sure you pronunciate and say Forkfest very clearly, because they will probably confuse it with Porkfest, and they'll tell you it's sold out. And I think that's where the communication failure occurred.
Yeah, so I like to say the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then I will say Forkfest, so that there's a difference that's easily discernible for most people. So, yeah, when you contact Rogers, be careful with your enunciation and make sure you specify the F as in Fork, Forkfest. It's coming up. So we were talking a little bit about Juneteenth, and I see that, well, no one has taken my challenge and decided to call with an area of their life where government is not involved. So that's okay. If you want to call, you don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can change the subject, talk about anything.
It may just be that there isn't.
Oh, I'm convinced there's not. I can't think of one.
Yeah, me either.
But if you want to call about this or anything else, the number is 202-380-3699. And, of course, I'm your host tonight, the captain. Joining me?
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I wanted to talk because this one got my goat or my cow, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it.
You mind if I say one more thing about Juneteenth before
we
move on? I think I've heard that Juneteenth is the day that the last slaves at the bottom of Texas were told that they were free. It wasn't just the day that the 13th Amendment was made or anything.
Correct.
And I think that's a cool thing, a great thing to celebrate. I just want people to think about, do you have to celebrate something because it's a federal, or do you need something to be a federal holiday? Do we need to give federal employees days off? I don't think they need days off, for one thing.
Well, and this particular day means a further delay in something else, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to mention?
Because of Juneteenth becoming a federal holiday, courts were closed today, even though the 19th is technically Juneteenth. They were like, oh, but we can't lose our holiday. We have to take one of the days off, so they took the 18th off. So that means that one extra day plus the weekend more waiting for possibly Judge John Stone to sign the agreement for Ian and Arya to be able to communicate, which is a violation of their First Amendment rights. The court has noted, the court has accepted that it's a violation of their First Amendment rights not to be able to talk to each other.
About this show, specifically.
So there's just a piece of paper she has to sign to make it happen, and she didn't do it yesterday for whatever reason. Now she has a day off, and she has the weekend off. Why do judges get days off? I mean, like, other than the weekend.
Believe me, the irony is not lost on me where the slave masters are the ones who get the day off to celebrate the abolition of slavery.
And, I mean, that's, like, an annoying little thing that's happening in my life. There's probably all kinds of people who are being delayed for all kinds of bull crap that they're going through with the court system right now, just being delayed. I mean, every federal holiday does it.
And, you know, it's kind of crazy, too, from another perspective. It's like, why is it that government employees get the day off, but the rest of us have to work?
Right.
You know? It's like, something isn't right here.
Yeah. Many things are not right.
They already stop working at 5 o'clock on the dot every single day.
Yeah, never stop working at 5 o'clock. It just doesn't happen.
You know, before... I'm gonna preempt myself, and because we're talking about lawmakers and what they do and don't get to do, because lawmakers are supposed to be people like the rest of us, and in theory anyway, at least according to what you're taught in public indoctrination centers known as schools, they're supposed to be treated equally in the eyes of the law.
Dude, they even have exemptions for themselves. Like,
I know.
Like, Congress critters can speed on their way, at least in New Hampshire, on their way to work, right?
Oh, my God.
Did you know that they can drink while on the job?
I did not know that.
So this is from...
I'd be fired if I was drinking on the job.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
NBCConnecticut.com. Lawmakers get warning for excessive drinking during sessions.
Ian had to protest this like 10 years ago here in Keene. And so him and a bunch of people decided to go see a town hall meeting.
Yeah.
And they were all, some of them were actually drinking. And some
I remember
of them
this. Yeah.
Just had purposeful beer looking cans with water. And Ian, I think he got kicked out, but I don't think he got put in jail or anything. But he got kicked out, which violated his rights.
Sure.
So he, you know, just the city for an apology. Yeah, because he got kicked out for drinking water out of a beer-looking container.
Yeah, they like claimed it was disruptive or something. It was so ridiculous.
If any of us, you know, had a regular job, not a government job, we weren't lawmakers, even a government job if we had one, like we worked for the Parks Department or something,
right?
Or we're an accountant or whatever, and we were drinking out of the job, we'd get fired immediately. There would be no question, like, oh, what's this, a bottle of Jameson at your desk, Mr. Kickass? Well, you're fired, right? You know, that's how it would go down for everybody else. But apparently not for these lawmakers in Connecticut who only got a warning for excessive drinking. Like,
I mean,
because apparently drinking is fine. It's just if they drink excessively that they're going to get a warning. 202-380-3699.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is chalking up a bad week. Stocks falling sharply with the Dow posting its worst weekly loss since October on worries the Fed Reserve could start raising interest rates earlier than expected. James Bullard with the Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis telling CNBC,
the inflationary impulse, I think, is more intense than we were expecting.
There are some people who are looking for rate hikes in 2022. Where do you kind of come down?
I put us starting in late 2022.
the Dow losing 533 points, the S&P lost 55, and the NASDAQ fell almost 131 points. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are heading ashore along the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center saying tropical storm conditions are reaching the Gulf Coast from Intracoastal City, Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to spend money to treat COVID-19 and future viruses.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un says his country must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Kim's remarks Thursday are the first direct comments on the new Biden administration. The leader of the isolated communist nation also laying out what state media called appropriate and tactical counteraction to deal with Washington. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, 202-380-3699. Yes, 202-380-3699 is the call-in number for Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I had only mentioned the headline of this particular article from NBCConnecticut.com. And the headline, of course, lawmakers get warning for excessive drinking during sessions. So a couple of things here. Lawmakers, apparently, if they excessively drink during sessions, only get a warning. This leads me to believe that lawmakers can drink on the job during sessions.
Just not too much.
Just not excessively. And who polices that and how?
And if you go watch one of their meetings, you're not allowed to drink.
And who issues the warning? And what happens if they get issued a warning and they drink excessively again the next day or the next time or whatever?
Is that just like a party in all these meetings?
I mean, they're certainly celebrating their power over the rest of us.
I'm kind of curious who is drinking excessively at these meetings. Like,
me too.
I mean, I've been known to drink excessively from time to time, and it is fun. I enjoy it. I am a drinking enthusiast, if you will.
As a politician at a government like meeting that you're supposed to be like.
I mean, you have to imagine that if you do take some sort of government position, that there's going to be certain stresses involved in taking that position. Or not. Perhaps it is just a big party. Maybe they're all smoking doobies and doing lines as well. We don't know.
I want want to know, was it called excessive because people started acting up, or was it called excessive because somebody was just like, oh, it looks bad that you've had three beers or whatever, you know?
Connecticut Speaker of the House Matt Ritter warned Wednesday that lawmakers who continue to drink alcohol excessively during legislative sessions could face serious consequences, including losing coveted committee assignments. I don't know what those are, but whatever. Apparently they're coveted. The Hartford Democrat said both he and House Majority Leader Jason Royas have recently admonished members of the Democratic House Caucus, quote, on multiple occasions, unquote, about drinking in the legislative complex, including the parking garage, while the House is in session. Drinking alcohol in lawmakers' offices, especially during lengthy debates on late nights, has occurred for years at the Connecticut State Capitol and others around the U.S. But this year, as part of pandemic precautions, the Connecticut Capitol building remains closed to the public for the rest of the session, which ends on June 9th.
So they're not doing it, like, in the government building. They're doing it in their own home and then...
On Zoom.
Yeah, on Zoom or something.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, that's, like, not the same thing.
While a limited number of lawmakers are allowed to participate in person for House and Senate debates, some legislators are watching and voting remotely from their legislative offices. All committee hearings and votes were held virtually this year. It's been during those House and Senate floor debates that Democratic leaders and some lawmakers have been drinking excessively, though they did not say how many. And, if I had a job and, the COVID thing kicked in and I had to work remotely, which I've been in that position, and I were drunk on the job, I would still get fired. There wouldn't be any, like, this is a warning, blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to be, like, lifting up a beer and showing a beer in your Zoom screen while you're listening to the rest talking.
I mean, I have to say there is a certain amount of professionalism, you should be taking on, like, when you're doing a job, and drinking is probably not something that most people should be doing on the job, even if it's something that they can do and get away with.
But honestly,
be an adult. At least put it in a coffee mug or something.
Yeah.
I wish they were just allowed to do whatever they wanted, but not be in control of me. Just leave me out of it.
We can talk more about this, but first let's go to Tom, who's calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's about Juneteenth and Congress and the president signing a bill making it a national holiday. So that means that if you get pulled over for driving while black, let's say Juneteenth falls on a Monday, then you're not only Friday night, you get pulled over for driving while black, and you get your attitude doesn't pass inspection. You're going to spend Friday night in jail waiting to get brought to court. Saturday, Sunday, and all day Monday, holiday, before you finally get brought to court on Tuesday.
Right.
So I really don't think that one was a very good idea, declaring it to be a holiday, besides which it wasn't the end of that slavery, and it certainly wasn't the end of slavery in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I'd like to point out to the listeners of this program that holiday, translated literally, means holy day. Now, if the government, the federal government, is not a religion, I contend that it is, but most people don't recognize it as such, they should not be making up holy days for the rest of us.
Yeah, they referred to a motion that Aria and her lawyer put in to the court as a prayer to the court. The government said that.
I looked that up. I actually pointed that out to Aria as well, and she said, oh, my attorney has already heard from me about that. That it is common language, believe it or not, in the legal system for these things to be referred to as prayers.
Yeah.
Now, let me point something out here. The 19th of June, that was the day that the Major General Gordon Granger arrived at Galveston, and the last of the slaves emancipated under the Emancipation Proclamation were then emancipated. But then, that wasn't everywhere. There were, you read that proclamation, that was when it became effective the 1st of January, 1863. It designates what states and what counties and what parishes of Louisiana that this is effective. Everywhere else, it wasn't effective.
Yep.
The slavery was banned in Maryland in November of 1864, but it was still legal in Delaware until the ratification of the proclamation, the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution on 6 December 1865. Slavery was still legal in Delaware. And, of course, when they forced men into the armed forces, they draft men into the armed forces to fight unjust wars or any wars, that's slavery. And when they force innocent cocaine dealers to make registration plates in prison, that's slavery, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
or how about the inmates picking up trash on the highways and that kind of thing? That's forced labor.
Absolutely.
And isn't also the draft, when they do draft people into the military, isn't that also conscription?
Yeah. Now, as far as the drinking on the job, I was shoveling manure into a wagon working on a ranch when a workmate set down an open beer can on a fence post, and I said, "What are you doing drinking beer on the job? Work time ain't the time to be drinking beer, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Knock it off with the crap." So I heaved a shovel full that way, and I did exactly what he said, but that's a joke.
Oh, wow.
I have something in store later on in this show, Tom, that involves cow dung. It's an article that I have, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, real quick, Bonnie wanted to say thank you for something.
Oh, yeah, thanks for giving us the tip about the counter-protest in Keene. It was really, really fun to go and troll those Republicans.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah. Me
and Chris did.
Yeah, we went out yesterday and did it. We went out and protested and everything, and not with the Republicans, but more against the Republicans.
Yeah, I got an email from them. They were going to do a counter-protest. We're going to protest the New Hampshire youth movement, defund the police. We're going to protest, defend the police.
Yep,
and
that's
so,
what they're saying.
I shared that with you guys.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tom.
He makes a good point. If you're from Shreveport, Louisiana, for example, today's not Juneteenth for you.
Right.
There was still slavery legal.
And technically tomorrow is Juneteenth, the 19th, technically. But, of course, the feds had to make it a holiday today. 202-380-3699. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 202-380-3699. Again, 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
It's hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a decade. That decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Already, Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. Stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert, at Bitcoin.com. It's all on a very sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Check it out, Bitcoin.com. And it's a bit ironic that I read this particular advertisement for Bitcoin.com, because we mentioned in the previous segment that we were talking about these politicians who apparently drink on the job excessively and then only receive a warning instead of getting fired. But the caller, Tom, from New Hampshire, had told us a story about something that happened with some cow manure. And I just happen to have this headline from cityam.com. Businessman from Barrie invents crypto mining machine that can run on cow poo.
Ew.
Nice.
So, Mr. Musk, you were looking for a green alternative energy-powered cryptocurrency. How about a brown alternative-powered cryptocurrency?
This is definitely the next person who brings up the electric thing and, you know, the environment when it comes to cryptocurrency. This is what they're getting in their face.
Cow poo.
Cow poo and this story.
Cow patty.
Yeah, if you want an environmentally friendly way to resolve the electricity issue, you can start mining with cow poo.
It it apparently is true. Now, when I first pulled this article up, some folks were saying things like, is this a real website? And you know, no, it is. It's a Scottish website. And there have been a couple other articles published about this. This is actually from June 9th. I've been sitting on this one for some time.
I was wondering where Barry is. It's in Scotland?
Scotland, where they talk like Sean Connery.
Hmm.
An English man with a Scottish accent. No, he's actually Scottish, I believe. But he played a Russian man. And a submarine, and that was his most famous film, apparently. Did you know they hired, originally, Russian extras around him in the submarine in The Hunt for Red October? And then, like, they thought that Sean Connery stood out like a sore thumb audio-wise because he speaks in a Scottish accent, and everybody else was speaking in a Russian accent, right? And so it was a little bit different.
They couldn't just make him do a better accent?
No, what they did instead was they fired all the Russian-sounding guys and they hired a bunch of Scottish-sounding guys so that they could make Sean Connery sound more Russian.
That's funny.
Never seen that movie?
The Hunt for Red October. Yes, well, your mother saw it. At any rate, this is from cityam.com.
So true.
Elon Musk's eco worries over cryptocurrency mining may have been solved by an entrepreneur from Barry, B-U-R-Y, who has invented a crypto mining machine that can be powered by cow poo. Josh Redett, R-I-D-D-E-T-T, a 30-year-old who developed a fascination with Bitcoin as a business student at Lancaster University, has invented a mining machine aimed at helping farmers tap into their on-site renewable energy.
Sounds like it's not the only thing they, he's got an interest in.
Tapped into.
Probably has such a smart inventor's mind because he's so open-minded from all the shrooms he gets off his cow patties.
Yippee-yay, cow patty. Sorry, I keep saying that because that's a song that I remember from Dr. Demento. It's called Cow Patty, and it's about this girl named Patty and, like, you know, her dad dies some way, and instead of riding a horse, she rides a cow, and it's a tale of how she gets vengeance upon whoever killed her daddy. So, at any rate,
okay,
go look that up if you want to. Cow Patty, Dr. Demento. You'll enjoy the song. It's funny. At any rate, since Elon Musk sent the price of Bitcoin crashing with his mischievous tweets, now that's not a factual statement, but with his mischievous tweets and newfound love for environmental issues, inquiries for Josh's 18,000-pound units have surged. His company, Easy Crypto Hunter, that's the name of his company apparently, has taken 5 million pounds in global sales orders already.
Wait, what?
I'm actually just going to open this because I didn't get to look at this link. Easy Crypto Hunter Mining Services.
I mean, this sounds like somebody's...
The UK's leading team for cryptocurrency mining.
It sounds like a scam.
They don't mine.
That's what it sounds
Bitcoin,
like now.
Et cetera and so on. It's got some annoying pop-ups that I don't like, so I'm going to not look at the website anymore. Bitcoin mining often comes at the expense of using huge amounts of electricity, something Elon Musk expressed grave concerns about as he announced Tesla would no longer be accepting the flagship cryptocurrency as payment, despite gleefully announcing it would only days earlier. And he's also gone back on that now, going, well, I guess we'll take it again.
He talked to the crypto miners. He had a conversation with the crypto miners.
All of them?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he didn't talk to me.
I
do a bit of mining from time to time of crypto.
It was just, that's how Matt was like saying that he phrased it. Like he talked to the crypto miners. And
was it the crypto or the crypto miners? Like making a subset of crypto miners that are the crypto miners. Not all the crypto miners, just the ones. Like they're more important than others. Somehow.
I'll have to look up the exact.
It's all right. It's not important at all. Cryptocurrency markets rocketed at the first announcement with Bitcoin hitting the all-time high above $62,000 U.S. However, the U-turn and subsequent meme-added tweets that followed were enough to cause a serious dip that saw Bitcoin's value halve and strip back the price of all major coins. They're attributing far too much to Mr. Musk and his tweets. In my opinion, there were several market factors influencing cryptocurrency at the time.
Yeah, I remember like a month before the huge drop, maybe 2 months, I saw an article that said like Bitcoin is expected to sit around 60,000 for a while and then drop. And I was like, that's kind of scary. Like, do you think that they're just saying that to my friend, our neighbor? And he was just like, no, like, a lot of people have been projecting that from, like, I don't know, like, something about charts.
I mean, this is not unusual for the crypto to go sky high, and then you know it's going to drop by, like, half.
I mean,
and then stabilize, and then
it's a correction.
Jump up again, and then, you know, drop by half. And it, I mean, it's still an upwardly direction over time, but, like, in the short run, it can fluctuate.
Yeah, I'm not the crypto whisperer or anything. I'm not the markets, you know, guru. But to say that that was all a result of Musk tweeting is giving that man's ego far too much credit.
Yeah, you know, there was a combination of Musk probably and
I'm not saying it didn't affect it at all.
Right, right.
But
The Chinese government and the way the papers reported on it, like, twice,
right,
was probably more likely to have was. And here's the thing: it was anticipatable that it was going to fall anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't really the Chinese government or Musk or both of them totally. It was just what set it off.
And if you look back seasonally at Bitcoin pricing, you'll notice that it generally kind of goes down a bit in the summertime and comes up a bit in the wintertime.
Yep.
So it's not an unusual maneuver behavior, I should say.
Any stretch of the imagination.
At any rate, the carbon footprint issue has proven to be one of cryptocurrency's biggest stumbling blocks. I don't like this right already. Since its invention more than a decade ago. Oh, yeah? Do the math on, Mr. Writer here, do the math on how much it costs your government to produce and maintain its fiat currency, including all of the bureaucrats involved and their pay, and how much you spend on gas for their cars,
yeah,
their houses, and their salary, etc., and so on.
There's no physical banks for Bitcoin. Like, there's a million banks in every town. How much energy is that taking?
Have you ever tried to do a wire transfer before? I can tell you it's a lot easier with crypto. To a wire transfer.
Since Musk's mocking tweets threw a spotlight on the issue, boffins have been hell-bent on trying to find a solution, and while many believe Elon Musk is already secretly cooking up a green scheme of his own, the answer may already be available in the form of a mining rig capable of running on cow dung. 202-380-3699. Is this a crappy situation for Bitcoin? More coming up. Hour number two on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.